Hi, this is Sandy Floria. As we move into the Advent season and the celebration of Christ's birth, we pause to reflect on the past year. Your words of support and prayer have been encouraging to us. They've encouraged us to move forward with our mission of bringing stories of hope and God's work from around the world. Compassion Radio does just that, and you've partnered with us throughout this year. It's been a blessing to us, to our family, and to the ministry. Would you consider continuing that partnership with us throughout the next year? Please prayerfully consider a generous gift for the ongoing ministry of Compassion Radio. Thank you, and may God bless you this holiday season.
Previously on Compassion Radio.
We were all crying and crying to the Lord and praying because there was nothing else we could do. Mm-hmm. When the earthquake started kind of slowing down, we came out on the street, got again a guitar, somebody, it was still a shaking, and we started singing for the people because people were crying. We have a hope in Jesus. We cannot cry like other people. So we started doing a worship service in the open area.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
From the back streets of Baghdad to your own backyard, welcome to this Wednesday edition of Compassion Radio, the daily radio ministry journal that's always on the lookout for the new thing God is doing all over the world. So we just had our so-called Black Friday, then it was something called Cyber Monday, followed by the ever-faithful Giving Tuesday. Did I miss anything? I'm guessing I probably did. What's with all these labels anyway? Friend, we just want to thank you, not only for listening today, but also for your prayerful, faithful support of this unique boots-on-the-ground radio ministry, now in its 74th year on the radio, thanks to our wonderful listeners like you. Today, Bram Floria wraps up his three-day conversation with our dear brother from Nepal, Pastor Harka. We pick it up now with Bram asking about translating God's word for those who've yet to hear.
And so you're taking the gospel and translating it. Now, what's happening with these translations? Will they become printed books that will be brought to the villages? Or are you going straight to orality ministries where they're being recorded? What are you doing with the word of God in these new languages?
So we are translating and using a translation studio, and then we'll put into cloud for anybody can access, they can access. And we also, we are looking for our friends and families and partners to give us some help and hands to print for them and provide for them. We are translating, printing, and give it to them every book as we move on. But in long run, they may need maybe a complete compiled copies. But even to continue with this project we're doing, it's a church-based, church has to handle, leader has to handle, there's no resources involved, but in the field, we need some kind of help to assist and to continue to a faster process to, you know, go in field and continue to encourage them.
Yes. So there are some needs for missional people in certain roles that would come and be partnering with you on the field.
Yes.
And along the way, too, you mentioned to us earlier that radio might be part of this mix. So tell us about that.
This is what the very important thing. The word is out. When we translate, word has to go to peoples. Mm-hmm. And one of the projects I'm really, my friends actually were challenging me. Maybe I'm part of Compassion Radio. They may know it somewhere.
You know,
you have a potential to do something. And what they said, they have equipment, but they said your part is to get raised $6,000, and then we'll get ready everything and go in air. That can reach millions of people in the place.
Is there really an audience in Nepal right now that would turn the dial and say, well, this is something new, I want to hear more about this?
Yes. You see, in Nepal, in our developing countries, people don't want to eat food. Rather, they want to have a cell phone. So in cell phone, you can just plug in and hear. You know, any news, you know, any hymns and songs and everything they're enjoying. And cell phones is everywhere.
And cell phones over there often do have radio receivers built in, correct?
Yes, yes.
So it is a radio like you'd have in your car, but it's in your palm of your hand. I was imagining, as you mentioned a minute ago, about how the translations of the word are going into apps and going on the cloud. I'm trying to imagine some young believer sitting on a hill at the far end of Nepal, pulling down the latest translation of, say, the Book of Mark and listening to it from there in their country in their own language.
Yeah. You know, I'm thrilled with this. I'm really thrilled with this. Everyone has a mobile. You can buy in $10, maybe $5 a phone. Everyone is carrying in everywhere in a mountain. So when you plug in earphone, there comes radio stations, FM, and you can listen it. So in every individual life, if you want to change it, you can go with radio.
Amazing.
So that this doesn't cost much. When I talk to her, say, this is what my friends are challenging me. How can I do it? She said, yes, we can do it.
And
it's not a big...
Harka, what you're describing, too, is not going back into like the 20th century U.S. where radio had its place because it was one of only two types of broadcasts we had. You're talking about microcasting, getting things to people very specifically. The kind of evangelistic needs and questions that are being raised now in this generation, and how you can, like a laser, get in there, but also use broadcast as a way to disseminate large volumes of the material of the Word of God that's never even been heard in those language groups. You can have both. You'll be able to target the person that has the cell phone there. You'll be able to target the families that are gathering together for home churches. All kinds of things could happen in cooperation and in synergy with each other to build the kingdom very quickly. So I love your vision. And you're talking not about a whole lot of money for the Western world, but of course it's not a small sum for the believers in Nepal. And somewhere down the road, somebody out there who's listening to Compassion Radio is going to step in and say, I'd like to be part of that dream, Harka.
Thank you very much.
So I'm praying that that would happen. So, friends, as you're listening to this program, in the coming year, we're going to be looking for special ways and special opportunities for a kind of directed giving that will allow us to, with the technology that is now available, with the opportunity that's now available to get signal in places of the world that's never had it before, to help backstop the incredible efforts that are being done in Bible translation and evangelistic outreach and seminary training in these what were previously closed countries. And what Pastor Harka is describing is this blending of all these technologies and putting them together in such a way they are much bigger than the sum of their parts. So that Nepal might really be a sentinel to the rest of Asia for how evangelistic outreach and how the kingdom can plant its flag and flourish and, of course, benefit the nation around them. It starts with fear that when people see this cult of people come and do something so different than what they've been used to, it's a threat. But there does come a point, like China is experiencing now, where the kingdom of God has grown to a point of critical mass, and the nations are benefiting and recognizing that they're benefiting from the quality, the integrity, the reputation, and the character of the people that are following this Christ. I believe that's going to be happening for Nepal as well. As you rise above that threshold, people start recognizing that something good is happening right where you're working, Harka. The opportunity will transform into new kinds of opportunities. There, of course, will be resistance. And I'm sure you're facing different kinds of persecution and you're expecting it. So I'm going to ask you, could you tell us what kind of things you know that the church in the West needs to be praying for the believers in Nepal and the high country of Asia?
I think the most important question you asked, before I forget, I think all of our listeners need to know the new law of Nepal now. The recently in Nepal, the Nepal of country has passed new law is anti-conversion law.
Anti-conversion law. And that's about anti-proselytizing by terminology.
Yes. It's became, our faith became criminal. There's no world where we can stand with this.
Of course not.
The people have rights.
This is
people have a right to choose. Yeah. And our listeners are in a free country in the U.S. They need to pray for this. Nepal, we Christians, our faith became criminal. And we have a penalty for this. We have to go to 5 to 10 years imprisonment. And the 50,000 fine. And then after, when you got into trouble, you have no way. Your ministry is collapsed. So somewhere, you know, families, everything will go destroyed.
So the enemy's plan is to crush it while it's small by using the powers of the civil government to do this. But you're saying this is at the same time that opportunities opening up for things like broadcasting and Bible translation and growth. So we know that God has his plan in place and that he has his people in place. But you're saying that on the legal side of things, the kickback has begun. So how do you do how do you do both, Harka? How do you face that kind of persecution and the possibility that you or someone that you know and love and respect might have to go to prison for it, and at the same time challenge your people to step out and go do this?
You know, when God works, the enemies always rise. Everywhere. If you want to shrub the Lord, enemy is active there.
Mm.
Even it says, Bible says it's in your door.
Yeah.
But do you fear and not to serve the Lord?
Yeah, that is a good question.
You have to be ready. Whatever God brings for you to do, you have to do it.
It has been such a splendid few days with Pastor Harka here on Compassion Radio, and we'll get right back to the conclusion of this conversation in just a moment after this word from Sharon Nelson.
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. Well, we're delighted to do so, but now we hope that your Christmas spirit is available this early to make that possible. For $6, you can place a Bible in the hands of a Christian family who is just aching for one. We know that for every Bible we place, and there are other members in the family who will have access to that Bible, that there will be four or five people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day, so we know how great the need is. Now, can you get in your Christmas spirit, and can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? Also, as you've heard us tell you year after year, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. And as you probably know, we also believe that that is the only answer to terrorism and Islamization, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 a piece. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Now, let's get back to today's program.
For radio, I have a different way of different methods, I'm thinking. We will do our community radio, or it will go to in communities. We will do our educations, health, all the community transformations, and then we'll get into gospel.
Good.
But there is a challenge in Nepal. There is challenge in everywhere.
Yes.
The difficulties we have because our law doesn't allow for us. That's only a case.
Mm.
But Lord has a ways even to this.
So the cost may be great to start, but we know that...
Yeah.
I don't mean to be flippant about this at all, Pastor Harka, but we know that history has shown us that the kingdom of God flourishes and is fertilized by the blood of the saints. And there may be costs. And we shouldn't be unaware of those things. We also should not be flippant and disregard this as a real reality, that believers that you love may face those kind of consequences. But you've made the case for don't back down.
Yeah.
If God is for us, who can be against us? And if he lets us suffer, then it's part of his plan. We'll accept that. But I, as a believer in the West, don't want to sit around and not care. I want us to find ways to communicate real encouragement and meaningful prayer that would actually benefit you and your brothers and sisters there in Nepal, and make sure that they know, and I hope you will carry this back to them on our behalf, that they are not forgotten.
I will do this.
And that we will come to their aid as God enables us to do so.
Thank you.
And that
the next thing. Go ahead.
And that I look forward very much to being with you on behalf of our Compassion Radio family as God allows that as well. So don't fear that our heart
I forget,
is with you. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Before I forget, Compassion Radio has been norms and chair. Always this family, this ministry had been in the places where it's very difficult areas in the past. Everywhere I've been in a difficult areas. So ministry need to be continued to serving in a persecuted church. persecuted believers. The ministry has to go continually.
Yes.
Even I'm kind of encouraging our listeners here. This is the blessed ministries where always step down in difficult areas to serve. And we have to serve continually.
It is our honor to go.
We have to keep this ministry to continually. That's my prayer, and that's my encouragement.
It's certainly our prayer too, Harka, that we would have the opportunity to continue telling the story and to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus as we can. But more importantly, that people like you who bear the great burden and the honor of getting in the yoke with the Holy Spirit himself and pulling hard to see new ground plowed for the gospel. You are the people that we do this radio for because we take great spiritual wealth from learning at your feet. And thank you for sharing your life with us and being willing to lay down your life for your family and your people back in Nepal, and for being an inspiration for those who might step up and step in to what God has for them. So you are a great honor to us, Pastor.
Thank you, brother.
Now, back to the question I asked earlier, I would like to ask you for some very specific things. What can we be praying for now that should be prayed for the believers in Nepal?
Please do remember in prayer that we will be strong in these situations where the law has enforced. And it has come, we may not know how strongly it will be implemented. There are legal cases going on. Mm-hmm. People are in prison. And we like to request your prayer continually.
Okay.
That's the first thing. The next thing is the project I'm involved for Bible translations,
mm-hmm.
and leadership training that I like to continue, so there may not be any hindrances,
yes.
from enemies. And heart of the project, big challenge I have is I like to really be in peace when Lord will give me that success for settling and establishing a radio. And when I go back to home, and I can say to my friend, hey, I'm ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go, you know. And so that's a maybe important prayer.
Well, I know at least in the meantime, we can talk with you and dream and inspire, maybe share some resources for people who can provide the kind of programming or things that might be appropriate for the broadcast when God makes it a reality. And we can certainly put the need before our people and say, as you mentioned earlier, as God allows us to continue this ministry of communication, that it will inspire those into ministries of enabling along the way too. So we appreciate that partnership from you, believing that God can use us to build a kingdom here and where you are. That's the only thing we could possibly hope for at Compassion Radio, is to be that kind of conduit and be that kind of witness to what God's doing. And we are grateful for that opportunity. So let's pray for these things. Harka, would you open up in prayer for these needs? And I'll close in a prayer blessing for your ministry.
Let's do it. Let's pray together. Dear listener, if you are also tuning in radio, we want to really bless this time together. Bless the kingdom, bless the ministry here in Compassion Radio and families. And bless the ministry around the world, and bless the ministry that God is doing in Nepal. Father God, we want to thank you so much to be in ear with to the people's heart and our friends and families who are listening today. May this interview be a great encouragement to our listeners, to each and every one of us. If there are anybody who are really kind of discouraged, disappointed, and thinking maybe a lot, thinking where God is when I'm in this miserable situation, difficult situation, I pray to those who are thinking of that, Lord, may you bless them.
Yes.
Bless their thinking. Give them peace and joy and happiness, O Lord.
Hmm.
Bless the ministries, Compassion Ministry, Compassion Radio, to our listeners, to our prayer partners, to those who are supporting. Bless them, O Lord.
Hmm.
Bless the chairs and staffs and everybody. Thank you so much for time that we spend together. May you bless us, O Lord. Bless us the day. Bless the life that we have been in kingdom, serving you, loving you, days and days ahead.
Hmm.
Bless us together, in Jesus' name.
And Lord, what an honor it is to be able to sit across the table of peace and be with a brother who's faced down the evil one and is every day looking for your transforming power to manifest itself in a country that has not known the peace of Christ in thousands of years, but is beginning to experience your presence through the people who are unafraid to step out and be the hands and feet of Christ to their neighbors. And Lord, it's a devastating opportunity that you've given them at the post-earthquake crisis that the country is facing. They can't even figure out how to rebuild their basic infrastructure right now, and even the government is scared. But you are not afraid, Lord. And you did not give your people a spirit of fear or timidity. In fact, you've given Pastor Harka and his network of churches, of thousands of young fellowships, great courage to step out and be way beyond what people would expect, to be your love and your presence and even your food to get them through hard times. So, Father, I pray that you would make that table full of good things, that people would not starve, that they would experience your presence, that they would discover you and the power of the transforming gospel in their own lives, that you would use every situation, whether it's difficult or joyful, to bring your gospel farther and farther into that continent of Asia. So I pray over my brother Harka right now that you would just, again, affirm and establish him in his ministry and keep him at the center of your hand and away from the schemes of the evil one as he teaches pastors how to trust you and to climb up into your lap and stay put to experience you and not wander far away. Do those things, Lord, we ask in the name of your Son, who really, I know, wants your body to grow because it's his bride. We trust you with this, Lord. We trust you that Harka's dream that you've given him is going to come to fruit and reality and very soon. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, it's wonderful to finally get to meet you myself here in this situation called radio. It's an interesting kind of living room we sit in to do these conversations. And we invite
people
all across the country to sit in with us in these intimate conversations in a way that they own it. And so I'm going to encourage our listeners again to think hard on what you heard Pastor Harka say today and ask God to show you how you can step in and be part of what God's doing, what you're doing, Lord, around the entire world. We're in this together, friends. And I thank you for spending time with us and with Pastor Harka. May we do this again soon. Brother, come back to see us at Compassion Radio as soon as possible, would you?
Thank you, yes.
And that will put a nice bow atop our three-part conversation with Pastor Harka from Nepal. He's had a long-time association with this ministry, going back a decade plus with Norman Scher. And it was great that Bram was able to get the update on the amazing ministry opportunities happening in and around the country of Nepal today. As we wind things down, here again is Bram with a special word.
Hi, friends. I just wanted to wish you and your family a blessed holiday season. As we move from a season of thanks to a season of giving, we are very glad that you're part of our Compassion Radio family. Your gift of time is deeply appreciated. Whatever you're facing this holiday season, please know that we are praying and will continue to pray for you. In fact, let us know how we can pray for you by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-868-2478. Paula and Lena are available throughout the month of December from 5 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. I firmly believe that the time we meet each day is truly a divine appointment. And we pray constantly that the guests we introduce you to will truly inspire and encourage you in your faith walk. Your gifts and prayerful support of this ministry on this station is essential to our mission to be the radio voice of global mission. Thank you, friends, and may your holidays be holy, full of love and joy with those near you.
Thanks, Bram. This month, it's all about Operation God's Word and Bibles for China. With up to 25,000 new believers in China every day, the need for Bibles will always outstrip the supply. Give as generously as you can. For as little as $6, you can place a copy of the Bible into the hands of a Chinese believer who's desperate for his or her own copy. $60 provides 10 Bibles, $90 provides 15 Bibles, and so on. Call today, 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. And we're online at CompassionRadio.com. And friends, as we approach the end of the year, I cannot begin to tell you how important it is for us to hear from you at Compassion Radio, not only in regards to supporting our compassion projects like Bibles for China, but also for simply keeping this program on the air each day. We're excited about what the future holds for this radio ministry, but we need your support now more than ever. Thanks in advance for your sacrificial giving. And by the way, if you haven't had the chance to take a look-see at our new website layout, please do. CompassionRadio.com. We'd love to get your feedback on it. CompassionRadio.com. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And that toll-free number, 1-800-868-2478. That's 800-868-2478. We look forward to hearing from you. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.